Hello and welcome back to the Riverside City Podcast, Season 2, Cape School. I'm Paul, your Game Master. With me we have Rob, who plays Loa.
Howdy.
Natalie, who plays Athena. Oh, Mirage.
Hello.
And last but not least, Art, who plays Chimera.
Evening, everybody.
All right, so question of the day comes from Rob.
I was given no warning on this.
That is bullshit.
He gave me no reminders of this.
That's your own problem, because you had a reminder last time.
Ooh. Yeah, when was last time? A month ago?
Okay, hold on.
Last week.
No, it was the 5th.
Yeah, man.
It's been a month. Shit.
Okay, so the last...
And then Natalie agreed to take it.
No. Yeah. Natalie agreed. Yes. Instead of you having to do two in a row, she said she'd take one of them.
So, Natalie, you got one in your head?
I was going to say, what was your favorite anime or animated TV show? Does that sound like a question that you would have?
That was me last time.
That was Paul last time because we tricked him.
So, how about this?
Okay.
I will give Rob a break, and I actually have one.
I take volunteers.
Okay. So, what is your dream transport? How would you like to travel?
Fucking teleportation. Like, don't make me take time getting places. I want to enjoy the thing there. Now, I do love road trips, though. That is the only aside.
Yeah. So, if you're going on a road trip, what's your transport?
Oh, I want an RV. Play cards with family and stuff like that while someone drives.
I hear you on that one, yeah.
Train.
That's a good one.
What about you, Art?
See, I'd go with the you know, well, I would say Chris would go with the fancy sports car.
It's a terrible road trip car.
Oh, absolutely, but fun to drive.
Yeah, it's fun for about the first hour, and then you almost get a ticket, and then you slow down, and you almost get another ticket, and you slow down. Eventually, you're driving 65 miles an hour in a very uncomfortable car.
And you want...
Yeah, but it's all about the looks.
You basically want a minivan.
Yes.
Yeah.
I want the new VW van.
Oh, my God.
Because it's electric, and it gets, like, 140 mpg, and it's a VW bus. And I want it. I want it so bad. Alrighty. So.
Rob.
What?
What's your dream transport?
I agreed with him.
Oh. RV?
Yep.
Like, specifically for a road trip.
Is that
like
Loa?
Oh, I'm sorry. I answered for myself. I don't think it would be trained for her. It'd probably be by, like, air, because she lives in, like, California.
And
traffic is awful.
It'd be an air boat. It'd be a plane or boat.
Yeah, air or boat.
Is it a dirigible or a plane? A dirigible or a plane?
What is a dirigible? Or a plane?
A zeppelin?
A plane.
Okay. That's a relevant question. Dirigibles are fun.
I'm changing my answer to one of them big party buses.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. That's fair.
Of, going with
RV. I like that they got a table to play cards on. All right, but that's Paul. Like, anyway, so...
A party bus wouldn't have... Well, like, it would have a bar, but...
Anyway, so who wants to do the recap from last time? I think it was
we had a firefight.
Yeah, they dealt with a wildfire, a California wildfire.
Apparently, fought a evil sentient AI called the Technovore.
Yes,
Technovirus.
Yeah, Technovore. Yep, and they managed to capture one of his four remaining cores because he is neutered. He no longer can jump into technology unless his core is attached directly. So he currently has three left available, and you guys, I think you stasis the one, or you...
We genified it.
Yeah, you gave Jen basically is jamming it, and you got it back to school. Actually, you were going to get it back to school. So that's where we're going to roll into it. So you guys are going to you are brought out of the field immediately. There is no like stopping. It is just go. They even drop a new transport pod on your location. There's no get back to the thing. It's bam, transport pod. And Jen said, you heard Jen say, get in.
Okay.
This is not a request. Your new crystalline friend will be taken care of. We've got two more teams coming to, you know. All right, he was heading over to his fiery friend to get him to stop attacking people. And you guys jump into the teleport pod, and you are zapped away. And instead of landing at the school, you are in a... It looks like a basement? You're in a basement. And you hear, please clear the teleportation array. Please clear the teleportation array.
You do.
And, you know, you hop out, and the teleportation pod just zaps away. And you walk out, and... None of you have been here before. This is totally new. And on the wall, it says, you know, there's a door. It says like negative 12. It says negative 12B teleportation hub. And Jen says, oh, you know, walk through the door and then go to the nearest elevator. It's on your right. And shining yellow arrow points out the door, and you see that it's like follow the yellow brick road, but follow the yellow arrow. You open the door and you find yourselves in a government basement. That's the only way you could describe it. It's clinical. It's a little dank because it's underground. On the walls, you see FSA, you know, in big bold letters. And anybody can roll history, and pretty much get it. Not you, Mr. Net One.
Total of an 11.
Total of 20.
Okay, the 11 knows this is FSA HQ. The 20, you know, this is not the public FSA HQ because that only has three subfloors. This is the actual FSA HQ that is rumored of, but no one knows where it is. So you're led to think that this is probably the actual FSA HQ, which is not, which everybody who does any superheroing work knows that it's not the building downtown. It's just, that's for paper pushers work, and there's not really any heroing that gets done there. It's somewhere else in Riverside City, but that it's never identified publicly, at least. And Jen says, you know, go to the elevator, and then as soon as you step inside, it flashes dark. The buttons actually flash a dark green, and then it says B87, and then you guys just not free fall per se, but you almost lift off the ground. You're going so fast. And then you hear really good brakes on a car, you know, like, you know how F1 brakes sound when they got the, because they got the gaps in the rotors. And you hear ding, and you're let out into none of you are tech based anymore.
I wonder what happened, Paul.
You died. Kabloom. You get a weird sense of when Jen talks, the room breathes, kinda. It's like somewhere in the, when she talks to one of you, you hear like somewhere down the line, you're in a server room. Somewhere down the line, it blurs, and she says, "Now go to the left, turn directly left, and there's a black door. I need you to open it and then push the cube inside."
All right, I'll do it.
And you open the black door, and there's a void. There's nothing there. It is pure black. None of you have devil sight, right?
No.
There are no warlocks, so I didn't think that would be a thing.
Yeah, kidding me with all the different power sets?
There are a few that have devil sight. Oh, you have improvision, don't you?
Not technically written in.
What? It's rank one, isn't it? Improvision?
I think that's in the other fire-based power set.
Oh, that's not... That's just... Fire, right?
Yeah, I'm straight fire.
I thought you had improvision to see for sources of heat.
We can make a power check.
Yeah, do a power check for me. Another fire power check. Fire is an easy one to do power checks with. Natalie, Murphy hit his fur bristles.
Natural 20.
Ooh.
All right, you have now. You're going to have 30 foot of improvisation at all times. As an on a net 20 for power check to try and activate it. It's not a full like dark vision length, but it's enough to be useful. And it doesn't puncture walls and stuff like that. So with your 30 foot of improvisation, you see that it is a pit, but it's about maybe 20 foot to the wall, but it goes down well past 30 feet. And at the bottom, but you can see an intense heat source. With your power check that high, 1800 Kelvin.
Okay. A bit toasty. Do I chuck it in? Do I set it at the bottom?
Literally, it said kick it, like put it in through the door.
I'm asking Jen, do I just drop it?
Just drop it. It'll go where it needs to. And you watch as the cube melts. As it disappears, as it goes in, leaving just the core, which then is coated in this black metal, and then sealed. Only you can see that it's there's literally darkness over it. That's the effect.
Right.
All right. So, Jen, you know, thanks you guys profusely. She says, you know, you're proving far more adept than I was led to believe. So I do appreciate that, and I'll put in a good word for you. The AI is saying she'll put in a good word for you. It's a weird world, but the capes rely on her so much that if she says, hey, they're good, it means something. And we'll work on getting your... Would she let that slide? Yeah, it would be intentional. She says, and we'll work to make sure your placement is good. And she goes, oh. I'm sorry, I can't say anything more about that.
Okay.
Of course.
So as you guys, you know, are going to walk back to the you follow the yellow arrow back, you get in the elevator, and snapping into existence next to you is a 14, 15 year old, maybe about your age actually, maybe a little bit younger, figure that would be incredibly familiar to one of the characters who's longer here. But older, obviously about 3 years, 3 or 4 years older. And he says, oh, good. You're still here. I need your help. I may have caused a problem and not known it was me until just recently. And
you are?
Oh, sorry. I thought I introduced myself. I'm Michael Aiden. Azuka's my dad. You guys helped save me from the future. Do you remember we talked? You remember this?
You mean we are going to save you from the future?
No, you did. I was trapped in the future. I'm the guy who sent the safe.
Yeah, I kind of figured that, but I don't think we've gotten past the book.
It's important, but I literally cannot talk about what's in that safe. You got the book, right?
Yeah.
Have you looked at it since Codex? Well, got
no.
Transferred to the core?
No.
You probably should do that when you get back.
It was a 15 on superhero knowledge.
Michael Aiden is non-existent.
But he dropped another name.
Oh, Azuka?
Yeah. He's one of the teachers.
He's one of the teachers.
I've barely been to class.
You've been going to class.
One week of class, I think 10.
He's very well known. He's known as the co-head of the FSA.
He disappeared right away to go look for his son.
Yes.
He never showed up to class.
So yeah, you know, Azuka is the co-head of the FSA. He's got control over the eight elements of the particular wheel, and he is regarded as one of the greatest superhero scholars of all time. I'm sorry, greatest power scholars, both good and bad. And you know, this is his. And you would not know this if he didn't say that it was his son. He has all 16 elements of his two parents.
Total of 8. Nine,
technically,
if you count chaos.
I do. So he has all nine, but chaos is dominant because it's chaos. And he hasn't mastered the other eight to keep them in balance yet, which he'll explain. He's like, so, that's what happened. And so I have this control over chaos, right? No, you don't. No one controls chaos unless you get the eight elements. And never mind, it's balance. I have 6. I need to figure the last two out. I'm hoping I get that before I'm 20, because apparently that's really bad if I don't. Anyway, I need help. Can I borrow you? Because I'm literally slipping out of the time stream right now, and I need you to come with me. And you watch, he's literally like shifting left as you watch him.
So do we have to report this in first, or do we just...
Her voice gets very maternal. Go with him. I'll document it.
Okay.
If I was Travis, I would be saying, do we have a choice? I don't think... knowing you, we don't have a choice.
No, he specifically asked.
If I was still Travis.
But he did ask. No, he did not just do it to you.
No, he kind of did in the past.
And so you guys feel as the years are lifted away and you are brought back to a different time. You're standing in...
1999.
No. You guys are standing under the... in actually like a river drain, like a river drain off area for a sewer. And Michael Iden's like, okay, I'm fully solid in this time. Good, 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 good. You notice he was not fully solid in the other place. He was like phasing in and out. He says, so turns out my power is entropy, just in general. I can contain it eventually. Guess what? Time is entropy. Don't question it. That's just how it works. I've been here before. I was 3. I did a dumb thing. Turns out that dumb thing may be super important to the world, but the end result's really bad.
I'm looking around trying to identify what year
this is. I was going to say, what year is this?
So you look around and you see... I don't know enough about this time to give style. Hold on.
1942.
My guess is... the fight between Plasmos and Thunder.
I feel like I might be closer. 1942. In the 40s.
It's not. It's definitely not the 40s. No, things are too advanced. And also, you know, supers showed up. Okay, timeline-wise for the universe, for this world, just so I can give it to the players. And I guess for the audience as well. Thunder is the first superhero. The first cape. He, on D-Day... basically said, fuck it, this is enough, I'm not letting my brothers die, and he single-handedly wiped out most of the Axis powers in like 2 weeks. And then superheroes started kind of to come on out of the woodwork, but they became more public about their abilities because someone else had already demonstrated so that he was a good guy. And it wasn't until 1960, after the battle that created Riverside City, that supers in general became more common because the big old explosion between Plasmos and Thunder. And you look around and you hear river water and it says Mississippi River.
MISSISSIPPI.
Yes. And you're going to figure out, you could roll me a charm power check, actually. I'm assuming style is part of charm.
Probably.
I'm just calling it now. Charmer power.
I'm not doing well tonight.
Is that a 2?
It's a 2 this time.
It's a 1 and a 2. Same dice. You should not roll that one.
Do you want my last inspiration?
No, I have 1. Wait.
I think you still got a 10, didn't you?
Huh?
You still got a 10.
Oh, yeah. I still get a 10.
Yeah. No, that's all you needed. I was just going to give grades of success. Other people can roll a history check if you'd like. But for you, you're going to get, this is anywhere from 1955 to 1962, maybe? That's your guess?
So my guess was, I think, pretty much right on.
Do you say that out loud?
That was Rob's guess.
Okay.
I rolled a 4 for a total of 6.
Okay, you're not going to get the history check.
16 plus 2 for 18.
18 history? Your guess lines up pretty closely with Chimera's. Yeah. And you look around.
And when was the...
Early 60s.
March 15th.
March 1960.
60.
Okay.
And you kind of, as you watch, you see Michael Iden pulls out of the gutter, as you guys kind of get up towards the street, pulls out a newspaper and it says, March 14th, 1960. He says, so, yes, I've been here before. Correction, I will be here in about 8 hours. We need, 1, to not touch me. 2, you three have to figure out how to, well, you know, we all know the Edomar's tragedy. Thunder died. Turns out he really wasn't supposed to. It's because I was there that he died. He should have lived. And his family is pissed. And they just figured out it was me who did it. Yeah. And they're going to go to war with the capes of the world for the death of their son.
That's definitely not good.
So who is Thunder's family?
When people describe like ancient gods, some of them, depending on the one, like the which pantheon you're talking about.
So basically Thunder would have been Thor?
From what I understand, Thunder didn't, he was more in the Hercules vein. He was more doing good things to help people.
Well, which is fine, but
yeah.
Possibly to be edited out. I rolled a 14 on knowing about a certain Mr. P.
No.
14 plus whatever.
No fucking way.
14 was just on the die.
It would be a super's power check.
Super's would put that at 19.
Okay, no fucking way. Art, I have a question. Does Chimera, he didn't care about superheroes before he became one.
Not really.
He didn't care about capes, so he would have zero chance. Athena, yeah. You have a chance because of who your parents are.
Okay.
Roll me a super's power check. A super's knowledge.
And it's plus 8.
You have super's specifically?
No.
Then what's the plus 8?
Because I said so. It's a plus 5.
Is it? Why?
I don't know.
Is it history?
Is it history?
Yeah, no, it's super's, but if you don't have super's, you have history.
I roll history.
Roll history.
15 plus 2 for 17.
Because of who your parents are.
I do love you, purple dye.
Mwah. You know that... No, that wouldn't be high enough. Never mind.
What?
Yeah, I'm like,
you would have had to broke... No, because of her parents being in the business. Oh, yes, your aunt and uncle are in the business. Then. Mm-hmm. Were they FSA?
Partially. They were also part of the...
Purge. Athena wouldn't know, but Loa would have heard about a Mr. P who was Thunder's older brother, who is the person who founded the Thunder founded the FSA, and then when he died, his brother took over.
I have an odd question, Jen. Can you hear us?
Your phone's ping, and you see it says, "I'm operating locally off of your comm links."
Okay. Well, that's interesting. How much data do you have access to?
None. Well, correction. I have access to approximately 12 terabytes worth of data from your local storages. Anything you've looked up or adjacent to what you've looked up recently. Essentially, and then the basic historical knowledge that Veronica was given. So maybe 100 terabytes all told worth of unique data.
Okay.
I can answer basic questions about history and specifically in the time period you're in, if you'd like.
Where is the, what do you know of Michael Aiden's influence to this timeline's effects?
I don't.
Okay.
And so far that's new information to me. I've been told to disregard anything with Michael Aiden attached to it.
Oh, probably a good idea.
So, this mission will not be recorded, as he is involved. However, I was asked to report any and all instances of Michael Aiden to his parents. So, you'll be involved in that report. As long as you keep him from... Well, I'll stop you if it's really bad.
Okay.
This is approximately 24 hours from when... Well, it happened.
What exactly did you do to cause his death? I'm not talking to Jen, obviously.
Okay, and Michael's kind of wringing his hands, and he's like, "So you see, I was 3, and I had powers, and I've had powers since I was a baby. I mean, I would do all kinds of crazy things my parents would yell about, and I remember all of it. My memory is perfect. So, you see, This is the day I don't remember. Something happened. I think Thunder's powers interfered with mine. And they didn't jive. Which I guess would almost be an accurate timeline thing, but maybe not. I don't know. He says, I don't know. I bounce around the timeline a lot. My slang's not right. So, basically, you have to figure out how to stop Thunder from dying, but still have the explosion go off.
Oh God, but you don't know where you were at the time.
No.
Because I think I have a solution that would explain why your memory isn't there for this day.
Is he?
We just have to figure out, huh?
Is he going to explode? He is the explosion that...
No. No, but...
I kind of exist outside the timeline a lot of the time. It's a problem. I can't stay in one place for too long until I stabilize my powers.
So we ended up with these 6 silver orbs with the gold bands around them. Mm-hmm. That siphons power and magic in a 30-foot radius around them. We can figure out where your younger self is.
Oh.
Would that be enough to turn off your powers, which would probably explain...
Stabilize him for a bit.
And that will give us time to get him away from interfering with whatever Thunder's doing.
But he has to... Oh, I'm sorry. We have to take Thunder with us.
Because otherwise he'll still affect the timeline.
Correct. The timeline can't change. Yeah, I thought I was... Maybe I wasn't fully clear. Really bad if Thunder's alive and in the timeline. Because apparently there's some things that are supposed to happen that won't if he's here. Certain capes won't become caves. Certain capes will become cowls. I've seen the time where that happens, and he's better off dead.
Or at least missing.
No, dead. He's better off dead than in the timeline until this is the earliest point he can return and not fuck up the timeline.
You mean our current
correct
timeline? Correct.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Wibbly wobbly timey wimey. I'm sorry. He says it's that show makes so much sense.
The funny bit is Paul doesn't like Doctor Who.
It's not that I don't like it. It's that I can't stand how campy it is. Like, the concept is cool. I would love if they did a modernized version that was more high production. I would probably watch it.
So,
but I know the camp is part of it.
When would you say that your memory,
12 hours from now.
Ago. Oh, okay.
No, sorry.
12 hours from now?
16 hours from now.
But
yeah, the problem is you don't know where you're going to be appearing within those 12 hours.
Right.
Correct.
And you said that someone who dies in 8 hours. We have 8 hours.
24 hours from now, Thunder dies.
Nice. Yeah.
In Plasmos.
Yeah.
Plasmos has to, but we really don't want to say Plasmos.
So Plasmos has to die.
But we if have it's
to
the save only
Thunder
way,
and then take Thunder.
But if us. It's the only way to save Thunder, saving Plasmos is acceptable. My uncle, his uncle, I may have called in a favor to take care of Plasmos if we have to, but I'd really rather not call. So he says, that's what I have. But like I said, if we have to save Plasmos at the same time, the problem is the blast will be slightly smaller. Plasmos doesn't die with it. And it might change how Baronite works, which is probably pretty bad because that's how most buildings are built. But it would still work, but it would be slightly more reactive. I've done the math on that. It's bad if he lives too, but it's not as bad as if Thunder lives.
So, Jen, do you have the current location for Thunder?
Yes, he was actually speaking at a conference in downtown St. Louis.
Or his contact information.
It was the 1960s.
No cell phones.
There were no cell phones. Yes,
but... we might know pagers, where he lives.
There were pagers.
Not in the 60s.
No.
1960. I thought it was in the pagers 1950 something?
No.
One.
I want to say it's late 60s for the pager.
Oh.
1921.
Wow.
The first pager.
What? We're learning pagers, some factoids.
Pagers were developed in the 50s and 60s. The one that everyone thinks about was built in 1960. Look.
Wow. Yeah.
That's the one everyone thinks about, the Motorola pager.
You know what? Someone's going to ask me one day, when was the modern day pager invented?
Yeah, they were widely used in the 80s.
Yeah,
but they were developed now, and think the tech here is more advanced. So he did have a pager, yes.
So okay.
We can contact Thunder, and if he actually believes us, we can have him help us.
No, I don't.
He is speaking at a conference right now.
Yes.
On the importance of, basically on the importance of CAPES, basically the organization that becomes that is the FSA, which I don't know if it had that name yet or not. I don't.
Okay.
That's Paul not remembering. But he's speaking at a conference, and he will be until 8 o'clock tonight, and then after that he will be there until Plasmos arrives tomorrow morning, tomorrow afternoon. Yeah. He'll.
Okay. So we're currently in our suits.
Yes.
First things first is, crap, we have no money.
Jen says, the bank's security at this time is trivial.
And nobody's going to recognize us if we rob a bank.
That's not what I was saying.
That's not the point.
That was Rob joking.
I'm going to say ATMs exist at this time because of tech advancing slightly faster. So she can go to an ATM and get you money.
Okay.
And it wouldn't hurt anybody. She would not do that. And Michael would say, Jen's got me money before. She can do that.
Okay. So we need money. Then we need to hit a clothes store.
A clothier?
Yeah.
You don't ever get to say clothier in a sentence. You write it, but you don't ever say it.
A clothier?
Yeah. That's someone who sells clothes.
Oh.
So the 60s. Well, at least it's early 60s.
So we early have to blend 60s. In.
Yeah, but who's going to believe a couple of teenagers?
Four teenagers.
Well, actually, three teenagers disappear.
Mark off a use. Actually, it's not for combat. You could do it with a power check.
Yeah.
With a power check, she can have more of us, too.
Correct.
And I bet our newfound friend might be able to do it as well.
Eight.
No.
Plus eight. That is very cocked. That is so cocked. I want to do a reroll.
You're lucky. You have three.
I want to do a
Sometimes you just have to take the bad
Seven fall. Plus eight for 15.
Sure, you're invisible.
Okay.
Basic power use DC is 10 to 15.
I straight up thought that seven, though, was a one for a full second. That's why I was like, I want another reroll. All
right. So, yeah, you are invisible.
Nice.
And Michael's like slowly, like he was solid before, but you realize like he now has an outline. Like before he was kind of like hand drawn almost. He is officially like settled into this timeline for however long he's here. And he says, turns out, entropy and fate, same thing. Just different sides of the coin. And my power is entropy and fate manipulation.
Lovely.
Yeah. Yep. I don't get to choose when my powers activate most of the time. They just do. It's Welcome really annoying. Fate. It's really annoying.
I'm sure it is. All right.
Oh, excuse me.
So we'll get some money. It's actually not going to be as much as you, because it was really fairly cheap back then.
Inflation.
If you got $100, you'd be able to outfit all of you.
Oh, God. Yeah.
In nice stuff.
Yes.
So, you roll up in an ATM. The invisible person rolls up in an ATM. Jen jacks the ATM, and five $20 bills slot out. Hmm. And it says thank you, and it says thank you, Thunder. He's going to die anyway.
Yeah, I got you.
Well,
and you have
five. No, I'm not going to.
You have five Chris $20 bills. What did Chris want to do?
Chris wants to do all sorts of things that he knows he shouldn't do.
Yep.
Making time capsules. You have a seasoned time travel with you. You can ask him questions.
What? Just putting a $20 bill into the bank for interest and.
He says, I did it. I got yelled at, but I did it.
I'm sure I'd get yelled at too, but
I have enough to fund a small country, considering I did it in 1725.
Yeah,
and I put in 100 British pounds of silver.
Yeah. That would be the other thing to do.
Wells Fargo.
Just go buy gold.
I was going to say, or we bet for the World Series or something.
No. You don't want to do gambling because there are too many variables that can go wrong.
Jen says, I can't recommend that we do this. As he said, he got yelled at. That was not just by his parents. That was by everyone who learned it happened. However, they can't take the money away, so they've been siphoning it off for charity. He's like, they've been what? Yeah, they've been siphoning it off and giving it to charity. I will have to report that. You understand?
I know. I'm resisting the urges.
Turn off, Jen.
However, with your proclivities, if you'd like to acquire seedlings of any extinct plants that you could find in this area.
Ooh, is there anything that got blown up that was only grown in this area?
Roll. Edit with your plant powers with advantage.
Or by parabotany?
Sure. Roll that. It wouldn't be parabotany, but roll your power check. But use that for the thing. Roll with advantage. Yeah. Yeah. You have Jen's help. That's why it's an advantage.
So 15 total.
You know that there was a bioengineering lab down in downtown St. Louis that was working on some kind of super resistant ancient crop. They never went public with it before they exploded.
Okay.
That would be a place you could stop.
Yeah.
However, that would, let's say you could do two things tonight as a group. That would be one of the two things you could do. That would be a GM, like fiat, and I have to do like hour by hour things. And does anyone else want to think about things they want to try and do in this area?
Anybody want to do something in the 1960s?
Paul, I think it is time for a coup. A circus coup. Because circuses were around this time period. And freed aminos for a coup.
It would be piss easy. You go invisible, you unlock their cages. Mm-hmm. It would take you 3 seconds.
Yeah, but they have a tendency just to shoot the escaped animals.
Correct.
Oh, no, that's so sad. I don't want that.
Yeah.
Especially in this time period.
You can unload their guns.
That's also what I was thinking.
Yeah, but you're going to try to do that wherever those guys, those animals go.
The pistols they're wearing and some, yeah.
Because it's not necessarily the circus people who are going to do it.
Yeah.
It's the police officers and the hunters and anybody who's going to... I think it's a bad idea.
Now, in the time period you guys are from, freeing animals, they're pretty safe. Like, you know, they're protected.
Mm-hmm.
Right? The animals have no rights in this time period.
Yeah.
Oh. And then think about the collateral damage. You have all those wild animals suddenly released in the middle of the town.
I mean, that sounds like fun, but...
Until a lion eats somebody.
Oh no, a lion eats somebody.
A lion eats somebody that's destined to die in the next 24 hours.
Actually, you know, the death count was surprisingly low. When Thunder fought, he yelled to have them evacuate. And when the guy in charge yells and everyone in town hears him, pretty much people listen. There was like a death count in like the tens of thousands, but it wasn't millions, like you would think.
All right. So, any other ideas?
Let's just say you guys are going to get your clothes just fine. You're dressed however you'd like to. I did not look up 60s styles. I did not think about it. I assume that Chris is dressed very fashionably.
He's going to go with the suit.
Yeah, I figured. I assume Loa is going to
mimic be any fashion that he can.
He's going to try and blend in.
Yep.
Blend in.
Athena blends in, so it's a dress.
Mm-hmm.
Or bell bottoms. That's in the 70s.
No, 70s.
So yeah, it's a dress. Yep. Michael Aiden is going to get a suit just like yours, Chris. He's doing his best to mimic you because you seem like you got your shit together. He said, "I've done the blending thing. I've done the grungy thing. I've tried being fancy, but I never pull it off. Maybe he'll help." And he says, "Do you know what place always is great to stay at in towns of cities like this? The Hilton. It's always around, and it's always clean." And he's saying that's where he would go get a room for the night.
That sounds like a good plan.
Okay, so yeah, he says the Hilton's always it's a safe bet once it's established. It's a what are we going to do tonight? I mean, I guess we could stake out the convention center.
Yep, we should try to get an audience with him.
Yes. So, first things first would be to find his personal assistant.
Okay, well, we know he's at the convention center. I mean, it's down the road.
Yes.
It's not very big. It's not like it is now. It's only like a 5-story building. Mm-hmm. He's a teenager now. I don't have to talk like a kid.
No, he would still sound like that.
A little nasally, like.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah. So I mean, we just gotta go to the building and go say, "I want to talk to your assistant," and they usually give it.
So you must be polite and be courteous and.
He looks down at his suit, looks up at you. He says, "Teach me your ways."
All right, so. I guess first things first is let's go to the convention center.
Yeah. You go and it's modest. Like I said, a correction. For modern day, it's modest. For this place, it's swanky. And the convention hall he's talking in is only, you know, like 40 foot by 50 foot. It's a small, what we would call like a hall is their like main center. And you see sitting outside are a bunch of obvious people's assistants. With they've got typewriters and they've got like up on little tables that they've obviously pulled out like attached to the typewriter, like that's what that's for, and they're just you know, typing up notes and like handing them to each other. It's like, really, you can just say that. And then you see there's a bunch of like not urchin kids, but like kids with no money or. Sitting around waiting to be given things to take carry places for money. Mm-hmm. Lots of those. Probably 20 or 30 of those.
I'm going to start with them. Kids always know the information. So I'm going to go up to the group of kids. I'm assuming I have now a pocket full of change from...
Yeah. And most of them are standing in like, you know, brown pants with their hands in their pockets just like...
Okay.
Just waiting.
I'm gonna walk up to the kids and I'm going, "All right, kids, got a question for you. New to the area. I need to know which one is Thunder's assistant."
And one of the oldest, he's maybe 17-ish, 16 maybe, says, "What's it worth to you?"
No, I'm not pulling out a pill. I'm gonna pull out 4 bits.
So 4 pennies?
No, 4 bits is 2 quarters.
4 bit?
2 bits is a quarter.
In what time period?
The 1960s.
Not the 60s. My dad would have used that term then.
Bless you. My goodness.
2 bits is a quarter.
As of when? The 30s and 40s is when it really stopped being a thing. So it would not be this time, but it was the 30s and 40s is when it kind of fell out. But yeah, you pull up 2 quarters and he goes...
4 quarters, he said.
2 bits. Two bits is a quarter, 4 bits is 50 cents.
Yeah, so he'll hold 50 cents for him and he goes...
Yo, man, yeah, that's first. 50 cents there.
I'll give him one. Get the other one. And get
he
the
points
one.
Over to the probably the busiest looking lady. No, a correction. It's the lady next to the busiest looking lady, who is handing. She'll type up like one thing for every 5 the person next to her does, but it's almost always handed to her. It's like the assistant to the assistant. The
assistant, yeah.
She is watching the room like a hawk.
Who the kid or the
assistant, and I need wisdom saves from all of you.
I'm at least plus five. Because for some reason, monks are strength with strength
dex. Strength dex.
That's 50.
17 total.
Not having a good night. My dice
take it's a 1, 2, 4.
Right? Both Murphy and I got 15 total.
Yeah, anyone who broke, the DC was 15. So, the kid snatches the second quarter and says, you know, see you later, old timer.
Yep.
He's younger, he's older than you, but you look more well put together.
I'm more well put together, so and, I give that appearance of...
You look like you're in your mid-20s, even though you're not. And also, you're taller, because... Mm-hmm. That has happened over time. Not a lot taller, but...
And you're probably well-nourished compared to...
Correct.
Me. Yeah.
So you're taller from that. Mm-hmm. And the lady who is obviously the assistant says, hey, Chris, come over here.
Oh.
Okay. I'll walk up to her.
And she says...
Afternoon, madam. How can I help you?
She says, name's Becky.
Becky?
Becky Smalls. And you're here looking for my boss. Why? That's all I got. Why are you here looking for my boss?
Well, first I have a question for you, is how did you know my name? I'm assuming...
I'm paying to know everything.
I know. I'm assuming you're some sort of telepath.
Surface level. I would never invade.
You noticed I didn't even bat an eye when I said this.
Yeah, that was more strange. Usually I get people with that one. It's not it's an old witch's trick.
Let's just say I've come
she's got dark red hair. Like looks like actual fire. You see, you think Irish descent, Irish or Scottish, Irish probably. And when she said it's an old witch's trick, that's probably Zeus's grandmother.
Ah,
I thought I had to go break into some of my voodoo information to find out.
Voodoo would not help.
Yeah, but old witch's trick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he specifically said he studied the eco-friendly stuff, and that's where you'd find Archie's family. And so you would have seen a picture of this lady in the pictures.
Gotcha.
She is not known to have died in that, just so you're aware. She is not one that... And you know she's not reading your mind anymore. You would feel it.
Which is fine. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna go...
It was a pulse.
I'm going to put my cards on the table. Okay.
Oh,
we have come a long time to get here.
Oh, I mean, it's kind of a weird way to, that's a weird way to say it took you a long time to get here, but I understand. Maybe I don't.
No, it didn't take us a long distance. It took us a long time to get here.
You need to talk to my boss, don't you?
Yes, we have. We have things that are
time sensitive.
We have time sensitive things to discuss with him that may also include you.
Okay.
It is.
So his current seminar on power use in ethical power use should end in about 20 minutes. And then we're gonna go down to the local tavern and get lunch.
Okay.
Or actually, no, it'll be dinner. I can get dinner. How about you meet us there? Get a table for eight.
Eight.
For the four years. And then boss I and she looks over at the lady who's still busting her hump next door. Janice here, and her boo.
Okay. We can do that.
And we'll meet you there.
I'm going to reach into my pocket and I'm going to pull out a seed and make a flower for her hair.
Oh, well, aren't you a doll? And she puts it in her hair. Anna, she says, but you should get out of here. There's not, with what I know, you should not be here right now.
You're right.
No, there's someone else.
Yes.
Who? No, yes. There's someone else here who's not unlike you.
Yes. We are leaving. We will meet you.
No, she looks you in the eye and you hear in your head, I was going to tell my boss, there's someone else here who is talking about things I don't understand and talking about different timelines. And she actually bleeds a little bit when she says that. Like, she's obviously straining herself to send a message mm-hmm. like that.
Okay.
And she takes her handkerchief. Oh, it's so dry.
Yes.
1 second while I look something up.
No, I'm curious what he's looking up.
When was ASI invented? Because it'd be a completely...
ASL?
ASL, sorry.
ASI has ability score improvement. I'm like, well, like 2014-ish?
I want to say that's...
1800s.
1800s. Yeah, I was going to say it's 1817. Early. Because it was...
Oh, there goes
it was used in World War One to help...
I'm thinking... what's her name? The blind...
Harriet Tubman?
Right. No, the blind... and
oh, God, you're... Oh, you know, I don't know who you're talking about! Shit! Oh my God, why is Molly stuck in my head? And her name is not Molly. Shit.
You said blind, but blind would not help with
blind,
ASL.
She's blind and deaf.
Blind and deaf, yes. She is
blind and deaf. The people in listening are screaming her name.
Yes. Helen Keller.
Oh, my God.
I had to look it up. Yes. Helen Keller, because I think
she was the one
that started...
With her nurse.
With her nurse and figured it out. Yes.
Yes.
Okay. But yes. Yeah, so effectively, yeah, it would be like secret code. Very, very few people would know it here.
But I don't know if my rest of my party actually speaks. I think they do.
I think everyone here has ASL. I believe that was the thing.
Oh, I definitely have ASL.
Zathina? Michael does not. But then again, he's used to not being in the loop.
I will assign to, trying to keep it...
circumspect?
Yeah. Should we try to take out the person? Because we could have been followed. Doubtful. No. But
no.
He was signing no.
I got that.
Yeah, but the audience didn't.
Oh.
It's not a visual medium. I understand. No.
Anyway, so, so you guys are, I assume you go down the way.
We're going to go down the way. We'll go in to the...
But what is how are you hiding Murphy right now? Is it just a big purse? Because she
can I have... Wait a minute.
He can't be in a backpack.
Or he could just be straight up in...
Or thought process. Okay. So if... What if we did an illusion? Make him look like a little purse dog in the purse.
A cat. In a bag is not would not be unheard of.
Oh, but the cat in the backpack is unusual.
In a backpack with a globe on it?
Fine.
Just turn him into a stroller.
No, we'll put him in the bag. His bag.
This is demeaning?
No, it's not demeaning. Look how cute you are.
I am cute. I deserve snacks.
You do deserve snacks. Here you go. And then
he's happy.
What is it? The bottomless bag of pet treats.
Yeah, and you guys make your way towards the tavern, right? Mm-hmm. And you go in, and it's, you know, like a late 1800s tavern. It's obviously been around since the city was founded. You say you need a table for 10. They say we've got the back room. It's reserved for Mr. Thunder. And you say that we were sent over. They said it was only going to be 6. They said, we're the extra 4. And he says, okay.
It's 8.
8 total is what we're told.
Yeah, sorry, 8. He said it was only for 4, but they asked for the private room. They said, we're the extra 4. He says, I received a telegram just a little bit ago about that.
Okay.
Which seems odd until you realize they sent one of the kids who were faster than you down the side street.
It's not like we were running. It's not
exactly.
Like
exactly. He sent one of the. She sent her runner.
And I think I could have still beat them.
Oh, I'm sure you could have
if you were running. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you guys go sit in the back room. It's by modern amenities not comfortable.
No,
but it's wooden chairs and you know maybe a little bit of like quarter inch of padding, and you guys wait. So you guys wait there for a little while. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, walking in is Janice, Becky, a very, very tall man, and the person you've seen statues of, Thunder. He walks with, like, he has his own, like, gravity field around him, it feels like. You feel, like, he has a similar charisma to you, that it draws you in, it mm-hmm. makes you want to like him, makes you want to befriend him.
I will, you know, as they walk in, of course, I'm going to stand up.
Yep.
And he says,
give a slight bow.
Says, my assistant says you have something, he says, Rebecca here says you have something interesting to talk about.
Yes.
And he closes the door, and then he says, Rebecca, would you please? And she says, of course, sir. And she walks around the room, and she pulls out a black paint from her purse, and then walks, and she actually wards the room you're in against listening. Anyone can make an arcana check to pick up on it if you'd like. It doesn't look like it's a spell. It's more like a ward would be what it would
15
be.
Total.
You would know what wards are.
I got a 3 this time.
You've not rolled above a 4 yet.
No, I got an 8.
Yeah, you have to save. Yeah, you'd realize that it's some kind of primitive ward, but then again, primitive is not bad when it's old. You know, it may not need to be fancy.
Mm-hmm. I will, before they arrive, ask if Jen can set up some sort of white noise.
It would be more noticeable. It would be more noticeable if I did it.
Any kind of counter surveillance she could run.
Leave one of your conlinks outside.
All
right. Tuck it up in the rafters, and I'll be able to see if people come.
I'm going to ask for Athena to invisible.
She can do that, no problem.
Yeah. Something tiny. Yeah.
I mean, the comlink is like a wristband which has like a holographic screen that pops up on it. Mm-hmm. So, but it usually sits up higher on your arm because it's more, you know, more out of the way. So she finishes. Becky finishes the ward, and as she was working on it, everyone else kind of found their spot at the table. Thunder does remain standing until she's done, and then he pulses out a field of electricity that fills the room, and your comlinks kind of fritz for a second, but then they stabilize because he's used to shorting out pagers, not something that can take an indirect lightning bolt, which you know your comlinks could take if they had to. And he says, all right, the room is as secure as we know how to make it.
Okay. And I'm assuming that you trust everybody in here because...
He points. Becky's been with me since 42.
Yeah.
She was, I'm sorry, since 45 when I picked up her, family in, when I helped her family in Ireland. Get out. He points over at Janice. He said, her son is alive because I rescued him from a burning building. And Stretch there, while he is attached to Janice now, is the son of my best friend in the war. He said, I trust him with my life. And I do on a daily basis. He's my room guard.
Okay. So,
he doesn't give you a name, by the way, which is weird. Everyone else he named.
Yes, but there's enough information there that we could, yeah.
You could do a historical check, yes. Yeah,
but.
Maybe. Anyway.
It would take some effort.
And not to be in his presence here, you could ask Jen.
Yeah.
Text. What are you doing in your room? Nothing.
I have an itch.
All right. He says, you have the floor.
We have.
And Michael is like not twitching, But he is his foot's bouncing. His, you know, he is obviously uncomfortable with this because this is like the opposite of what he was told to do. And you guys just kind of went balls deep on it, and now he's just nervous about how it's going to work out. So
the place we are from, we have certain knowledge that we refer to as history.
Janice, Becky did tell me.
Yeah.
So you don't have to beat around the bush. Everyone here has been read in.
So,
when are you from?
Let's see. That would be
70 years.
You guys got it. Okay. That's, I mean, he says Oro can do. Okay. He actually like mutters under his breath. You can perceive if you'd like to try and catch what he says.
Oh, I have a plus 9. I got a natural 20.
He says Oro can do a 100-year swing, so he could corroborate this if I needed him to.
Oh.
Anyway, you'd need a 20 to hear it.
I rolled a 3.
You didn't hear it.
I rolled a 1.
I heard it. I'm the only one that heard it.
But yeah, he specifically says Oro could check this for me. He can do a 100-year swing.
Oro could check this for me. Mm-hmm. It's a 100-year swing. Oro's a friend. Oro can also do, I'm assuming, travel.
All right.
That's all he says. Oro could check this for me.
There are certain events that we need to make sure happen, and certain events that we need to happen and make sure that your family isn't pissed at everybody in the future.
He grins. He says, "If they're pissed at everyone all the time, that's pretty normal."
Let's just say that
it'd take a lot for them to mobilize.
Let's just say that some of the events that happened in our timeline weren't supposed to happen.
Because I heard you say you die. You did say that a second ago.
Yes, but it was a baby.
Yeah.
That's why he rephrased
it. I know.
Yeah. So your family is pissed because you weren't supposed to die and you did.
It would take a lot to kill me.
Let's just say that we have a,
you know what?
Field of chaos that seems to follow and has problems in the timeline.
We look at Michael Haven.
He says, I know who you speak of. I know of his line. My family is immune to his effects. I know he looks at Michael. I know who you are. I'm immune to your effects. And he goes, oh, good, it wasn't me. Well, maybe it was still me. It was probably still me, but maybe it was
Michael,
the other guy.
Michael, deep breath.
Okay.
Calm. That's not the proper way.
He literally slumps in his chair. He's like, can I go get a milkshake?
Yeah. No, we're stuck here for at least a little while longer.
Yeah. We have to finish this conversation.
A sandwich, something. He's basically he's like, I want to eat because I'm stressed.
I give you some cat treats from the bottomless cat treat bag.
And before you can even pull it out, Becky hands him a Hershey bar, like an old school Hershey bar.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, thank you. And he does his best to neatly open it.
So that does explain some other things. Are you sure your family is immune to his effects?
That's why they got to live.
Okay. Then there's
correction. The wards put upon their genome are why we let them live. He says, okay. When you're as old as we are, mm-hmm. you realize things that can fuck with you, and you remove them or you neuter them. They are generally speaking a force for good, so we let them live. And Michael Eden's like, yep, that sounds about right. Uh-huh. Yep. Good. Definitely force for good.
He says, Michael, too much information.
Yep. He's obviously just absolutely shot. His brain is goop.
So that tells us that there is, based on what Becky had mentioned earlier to me, that there's obviously some other force out there that we've been recruited to try to deal with that interferes with your powers.
So,
if it's not him, then there's somebody else here that is making sure this happens.
So, he says, does this remain between us?
It will remain between us.
And he looks at each of you. And he gives you this stare that, and you have lost the ability to lie. There is no save.
Hang on. I'm going to go. Hey, Jen, turn off all the recordings and do not record anything for the next 5 minutes.
Deactivating recordings, Chimera. And he says,
is that for the entire team?
Yes. And then he says, Jen, he says, hold on. I was told, one of the geeks told me to do something. He says, priority alpha. And then he rattles off a 6-digit code, disable recordings. And then she stops. She says, initiating hibernation for the next 20 minutes. He is thunder. He was he says, Ouroboros?
Yeah. I kind of figured that's who Ouro was.
Yeah. No, but he says, a family member told me that I might need that code one day, and I'd know when I needed it.
Yeah. So, yes, at this point in time, it will just be us, and we will play dumb, and I'm going to look at Michael. You will not repeat any of this at any point in time. Do you understand me?
My mom's real scary.
This is more scarier.
How about this? He'll be pissed at you. Who are you scared of more?
Her. She stranded me on a deserted island for a week.
Yeah?
I got back because I figured out how to teleport. She said I'd be there for a year.
Oh.
Yeah, but that's still...
There were not people on that island. There were not animals on that island. I was fishing for food. I was 7.
Yeah.
Okay? She scares me more. I respect him. She's scaring me. he looks at Mr. Thunder. I'm not going to say anything. However, if this works out, I'm going to need to talk to you.
In the future.
Oh, no, can you just tell her why? Why I can't tell her? And he says, if, assuming this works out, sure. I'll be alive for a very long time.
If it works out. But you're going to, hopefully, if this does work out,
he says, now let me explain why I told you my family are very powerful.
Mm-hmm.
There's a small bit of why. You realize that I only ever use electricity and thunder-related abilities, correct?
Mm-hmm.
That is not my full power suite. Okay. I made an oath roughly 200 years ago to refrain from using any other powers for 250 years.
Okay.
And it's binding. Even my family doesn't know about it.
Okay.
It's probably... My molecular regeneration... You wouldn't know that term. Yeah, you would. My molecular regeneration doesn't work right now. So I can't regenerate from nothing like my siblings and I can. Like my family can.
Well, that explains why they targeted it now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Seems like does the term? He looks around at you guys. You're from the future, right? And he actually sits down. He finally sits down. He pulls. He says, "One second." He opens the door. I need three. I need 8 steak sandwiches. Any requests? Special requests? And he says, "Sides,
milkshake,
and a milkshake." You guys go with chips for sides, and the fries here suck.
Chips are fine.
X double order sides, and just knock on the door when you're ready. And he closes the door. We're going to be here in a minute. He says, does the term closed fist mean anything to you? Or, sorry, the velvet fist.
Should I make a roll?
That would be a...
With my professor orb?
What's in your Professor Orb?
Purge, rules and regs, real life horror movie stuff, North American tears in the veil, making ambrosia.
No, your Professor Orb would not help.
But what about my other trainings?
You can roll at a +2. Everyone else can just roll history, or if you have specifically cowls or supers.
Super knowledge?
Super knowledge would be better. And you can add the +2 to that as well. The Velvet Fist.
That's the fourth die I rolled. I rolled a 2.
18 total.
Can't be any worse than
that's me. Where I was going with it. What was that total?
18 total.
18?
13 +2 for 15.
And then arts. Roll again with that die for Michael Aiden, just for giggles. 10 plus 10, 20. He's really smart. Both Loa and Michael know the Velvet Fist was an organization that was thought to be eradicated back in the late 80s. It was a group of cowls who were trying to manipulate the world government into giving them sovereignty over a set of islands in the Pacific.
I will relay all of that information.
He says,
including up to the 80s.
He says, okay, so they got wiped out in the 80s. He says, that's the organization, that's the person who is messing with, who has sealed my powers away, or belongs to. They've been small-time players for a long time, but he threatened to blow up Berlin, Moscow, Washington, D.C., and London, if I didn't agree. I can't give you his name, obviously. That's part of that.
No, that's fine.
But that's his organization. His father's the head.
Hang on. Jen, do you have any
Jen's on...
on hibernation for recordings?
She is fully disabled for the next 20 minutes. That was what that was.
Hibernation means that she is completely deactivated.
You've never heard that.
Set a timer for when she wakes up to ask her about this.
The door knocks.
Okay.
And there's a guy sitting there with 4 plates on each arm. He says, can I bring in your plates? And, the tall, skinny man walks over and takes each one. And, you see his eyes glow green when he touches each one. Until the second to last plate that goes red, he says, can I get another one? Looks like this was well done. We ordered medium rare.
Oh.
Hands it back. He takes the last one. His eyes glow green again. He says, yeah, I don't know what happened to that one. That's hammered. Or the guys, obviously, it's the exact same as everyone else. He says, we'll be back soon. Sorry about that, sir. And he comes back. He says, 7 good, 1 poison.
Kind of figured.
Interesting power.
Wow.
He says, I see truth. And we asked for a well-cooked meal. That's not well-cooked. It was going to be lethal.
So, all right.
Not he sees the truth, but he sees truth. It's a really weird ability. You got to. He has to ask for things very specifically for it to actually do anything for him. And so he looks at it, and you guys, everyone eats. He actually abstains. He'll take the last one to make sure. You guys are eating the sandwiches. And he looks at you guys and says, why? I mean, my family would go to hell and back if they found out that I was killed because of him. However, the world probably wouldn't survive the fight. My family doesn't really do finesse, most of us. There are lots of big, showy abilities. I mean, you should meet my dad. Holy shit. Anyway, light and shadow, the whole 9 yards. He says, I mean, like I said, they're not subtle. If they found out it was them, they would hunt them to the end of the earth, burning everything in their way.
Yes.
Assuming my brother doesn't use his abilities, which I don't think you guys are probably read in to know what they are, so.
It doesn't matter.
I actually succeeded in the role.
not on what his ability was. You know, he's the big brother. You know, he's the hammer, and he's like.
If she's still reading minds, she'll know that I know the name.
It's a pulse for her. She casts the spell.
Yes, but they're probably still on guard.
You don't realize that she has like three first level spells and 2 second, and she used one of the second to pulse the room when you guys were there. Doesn't last all day.
Okay.
He says, so you need to keep me alive, but I'm assuming you need at a very particular point, maybe?
Yeah. Let's just say this city is not going to exist after tomorrow. Stiffens.
He says, there are millions of good people who live here.
Yes, but you managed to actually call out and save most of them to try to get out of the city when the fight starts.
He says, he looks over at Becky. He says, I need you to make a memo and have someone pull the fire alarms at the local hospitals tomorrow at about 2 o'clock.
This is probably one of the big moments that we all learned in history, so we can give
it. It was 3:17 that everything went down. That was 3:17 is when the big boom happened.
Okay. Well, let's just say.
Actually, no. Let's say 3:15 on 3:15 because that makes it easy to remember. Someone write that down. 3:15 on 3:15. That everything went kablooey. So
and that's
2 o'clock is an hour and 15 minutes to get everyone out.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably not enough time to
get everyone. It's not like today where it's tens of thousands of people in a hospital. It's 100 patients.
Yeah, I'm talking about the whole city.
It's a lot smaller. It might be a million people, but a lot of them live in the outskirts. So in reality, the only people you'd have to worry about are like a couple hundred thousand. And they're pretty good at getting, they're used to having bunkers and stuff like that they have to run to. It's not like people in our world where they're disorderly as fuck and there's more than 20 people in a room. They're used to running away from things in a group. And getting on buses and driving away, and that's a normal thing for them. Ish. They definitely went through it in school, and they learned how to do it. So when he calls for a full evacuation, they'll do it.
Mm-hmm. So, there is some loss of life.
People will think it's a drill. It happens.
We cannot change history that much without causing ripples and problems down the line.
Probably a good idea. He says, so who am I fighting tomorrow? I assume it's a fight.
Yep.
I don't know if we can say anything.
Going all out or?
We have nothing to hide.
You're in for a penny, in for a pound, sir. Who?
Character knows. Did I butcher it?
Plasmos. He says, Plasmos? But he's my best friend. And on that bombshell,
holy shit.
Time to end. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.